This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. So glad to have you with us. Welcome to hour number two. If you missed any of hour number one, the podcast will be up at iTunes, which will not be doing podcasts much longer, but it's going to be called Apple Podcasts and then SoundCloud. But this hour, the Ladies Lounge, Shannon Bream's Bright Side is going to be what we're focusing on, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. Welcome into Saturday. We have got a very busy evening still in store for you, and for those of you that are just joining us, thank you, thank you, thank you. We talked about some very interesting stuff in hour one. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, really bringing shame and disrepute on that great state because he wants to now import abortion. He doesn't have enough people getting abortions on the California taxpayer dime as it is. Now he wants to invite women from all the other states to come there to get their abortion. Kind of a travel destination vacation, I guess. Here, come here to have your abortion. We'll show you the world while we're cleaning out your uterus. I don't know. They have not figured out the slogan for it yet, but how do you market that? I don't really want to know, to be candid. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, and of course, we're always open to taking your calls. I got a couple things I wanted to update you on. Last week, Joel Vanderspeck was with me for the majority of the show, and as you know, we had a little bit of a challenge that was going on. In fact, we said if anybody gave a gift of $2,500 or more towards helping us liberate the slaves, and of course, a $2,500 gift would liberate 10 human beings for life. In one gift, $2,500 would liberate 10 human beings. And I said, I'll be glad to take you to dinner. I'll buy you dinner. We'll have dinner together if possible, but I'll pay for your dinner if you're willing to help 10 people find freedom. And just at the end of the show, I got a note from the Christian Solidarity International offices, and they said, Kevin, just before you were done, we had somebody call in that is going to liberate at least 10 people. So thank you for that specific person that made that commitment and is going to do that. And that's part of what we have in the new total. We can put that up on the screen for you. If you've been following us for the last couple of months, you know that we have been trying to get 82 slaves liberated from Northern Sudan. These are jihadist slave owners that have taken mostly women and children and have kept them against their will for sometimes dozens of years. But 44 of the 82 have now been liberated and will be going home at some point early this summer. Now, my goal is to make sure we get the other 38 that still remain, that still need to be released. But thank you for getting us more than halfway. Those of you that have helped liberate those 44 thus far, you've changed lives forever. You have radically changed those 44 lives, those sisters, moms, children. They're going to be able to go home, be reunited with their families in South Sudan. Their only crime, by the way, the only reason they were taken into slavery was because they were Christians. And the jihadist masters in northern Sudan don't like that. They desperately did not want to see these people set free, but they have cattle that are sick and are in need of a vaccine. We're able to supply the vaccine. In exchange for the vaccine, they're willing to let the slave go free. So 44 have been liberated and will be going home in early summer. 38 remain. It costs $250 to liberate one slave. Would you help us? Over the last 2 years, those of you listening and watching on Saturday nights have helped us literally give freedom to nearly 300 people. Close to 300 people is what we're closing in on And I just have to say thank you for your faithfulness in doing that. You're helping your fellow human beings, but you're particularly helping those who are enslaved and against their will and just don't have any of the same rights or freedoms that we have here. And yet when they are liberated, besides the abject gratitude that they express and they say, please tell the people in the United States how much we are grateful. And then they add very quickly, but don't let them forget there are more that have not been freed. That's why we keep at it. That's why we keep doing what we can with Christian Solidarity International. So, and we'll tell more stories, of course, about them as we go through. But 38 is what we have to meet that deadline for the early summer liberation, and I'm hoping that you will help us. $250. You don't have to give it all at once. You can do a two-time gift of $125 a month for the next 2 months. That will take care of it. You could do a commitment gift of $50 a month for the next 5 months. That will get it taken care of. Either one of those will help that person be liberated this summer. This summer, that person will be liberated if you can do $50 a month for 5 months or $125 for 2 months. Would you step up and make that gift right now? If you do, you can set a person free. And then you've had a hand in actually affecting the slave and human trafficking equation that we hear so much about in culture. People are so concerned about it. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 38 slaves to go. CSI-USA.org if you want to give online. My picture's at the bottom of that page. CSI stands for Christian Solidarity International, -USA.org. CSI-USA.org to give online. Just hit the little donate button next to my mug at the bottom of the homepage there at the CSI website. All right. I want to say, before we get into the ladies' lounge, I want to say a big congratulations to three specific ladies that I have really come to appreciate. In fact, that we have a picture of them for you here on the screen. Those of you listening by way of radio, you can't see this, but on the screen, left to right, Dana Perino, Harris Faulkner, and Shannon Breen. And here's why I'm saying congratulations. The latest cable ratings came out, and Dana Perino was the number one cable news show at 2 o'clock on the number one channel. So I coined a hashtag for her. Number one at one, at two on one. Shannon Bream is the number one show at 11 p.m. on the Fox News channel, the number one channel. So congratulations to Shannon. Number one at 11 on one. And then Harris Faulkner, the lady who's graciously had me on more than anybody else over the last couple of years, she got the word that she was not only number one in her day part, but for her hour across cable news, she is the number one thing on television. ESPN, Nickelodeon, the Food Network, there's nothing else that comes close. So these three ladies leading the charge, trouncing CNN and MSNBC on a nightly basis, but doing a great job. And I have the pleasure of having either had them on my show or being on all of theirs within recent weeks. And I just wanted to say congratulations. Thanks to all three of them for the great work that they do. All right, so let's go ahead and open up the ladies' lounge. I had a chance to sit down with Shannon Bream this week and take a listen to her heart as I got into understanding what her new book was all about. She is one of the most positive people you will ever meet, and I think that comes across in what we discussed. You know, each day we like to talk about the breaking news as it happens and what it means and, of course, why it matters. But there's often times where I feel really blessed to be able to kind of set the newspaper aside for a second and delve into something a bit deeper and more complex and sometimes much more important, in my own opinion. And that's how I feel about the substance of my next guest's new book. In fact, Britt Hume was raving about it on Twitter just a few days ago, and I knew that I had not seen any of the pre-stuff for this book, which is really weird because everybody on planet Earth sends me their books. But we were able to make this connection. And Shannon Bream of Fox News, who is one of the universally most beloved people in the news industry, you ask anybody in the business what they think of Shannon Bream, and you get resolute, positive feedback. But she's been able to join us. And, Shannon, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here today.
Kevin, you are so kind. Thank you.
I've always known that there was a faith component to who you are, and there's there's certainly a degree of excellence in your work, and there's a lot of things that come through just by the way you present yourself and the way you carry yourself. Dogged determination to good journalism, all of your reporting from the Supreme Court for all the years that Fox had you as the kind of the senior legal analyst. But until, like what Britt said in his tweet, until I got into some of the substance of your book, which I just got yesterday, I had no idea to some degree what kind of life you had experienced. And I'm just curious, why was it now that you thought particularly was time to kind of drop the curtain and let everyone know kind of the other side of your story?
Well, you know, I'd been posting little tidbits and stories here and there on social media, on Facebook, and one story in particular that I wrote about losing my wedding ring and then, you know, finding it months later and just the joy and the tears of joy and experiencing that, I put the story out there and people, I mean, hundreds of people wrote back and had their own stories, and they so identified with being heartbroken over losing this thing that meant so much to me, and just the joy in rediscovering it. And kind of these stories were coming together, and I was approached about doing a book, and I thought it was going to do something serious, like,
right,
you know, the history of religious freedom or, you know, court battles at the Supreme Court.
But they found these stories a little bit more natural. I can relate to that. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All of across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough live from New York on a Saturday night where we have the opportunity to, in the second hour each week, amplify some of those female voices that are in media that I feel like need to be heard. And tonight's is no exception. She is the number one rated host for the 11 p.m. hour on the Fox News Channel. Her book is called Finding the Bright Side. When you actually dig into the substance of this book, it's going to change your life. Shannon, before the break, you were telling us that publishers, you thought you would be writing something on like religious liberties or something like that, and the publishers actually said, no, we want the down-home story, and we want the Shannon Bream life from behind the curtain.
And so I thought, okay, let's do that. I mean, just be open and vulnerable with people about funny things, embarrassing things, hard things, because I think really if people look and they only know your public persona or what's on Instagram, they think, oh, your life is so great and easy. I don't know that that really helps anybody, but I thought, you know, by being vulnerable and transparent, you know, you can hopefully encourage someone who's in a tough spot, because we're all going to be there at some point.
Yeah. Well, and I want people to get the book. It's called Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. Shannon Bream is the author, and of course she's beautifully portrayed on the cover in that kind of classic Fox News blue dress. I tell people, Shannon.
Issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So people ask me all the time. They're like, "Is there some secret room where they keep all those dresses in the same place?" I said, "I've never seen it, but I think that there actually is such a room that it does actually exist in." Hey, let's talk. I want to get back to the book in a bit, but I want to pick your brain a little bit on what you do for a living, because you've had a very interesting career. You've gone from being a reporter in the field, now you're a host, and you still have all the same passions, you still have all the same expertise, but how has reporting news changed for you going in studio as opposed to on location?
Yeah, it's a little different to not be out there on the campaign trail, sort of like Peter Ducey is for us now, and chasing people around and, you know, doing weeks and weeks in Iowa and different places and not knowing where you're going to eat next or how cold it's going to be, or, you know, all those kinds of things. It's an adventure out there, and you really can get with a lot of the candidates pretty close to them and have conversations. So it's a different kind of access than doing what I do now. So I still try to make a real effort to build relationships with the campaigns and with different people so that you can still, you know, break news and find out what they're really about and what their policies are about, that kind of thing. I do still report on the Supreme Court, so I love those days that I'm out there. They make for long days.
Right.
But I love it so much in kind of a super nerd way that it makes me really happy.
Yeah, no, but
I can get over there and
you're satisfying all of us super nerds that are loving the fact that the wind's blowing you and you're standing there with the brief and it's like 400 pages long and you're like on
right.
page 12 and you're like, but so-and-so argued this and that's why it matters. And like,
I know.
It's really,
I love it. It's probably, you know, the most fun that I have. It's definitely a little bit of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah. No, it's you're good at it. Talk to us a little bit about, for people that don't know much about your background, where did you come from before Fox News?
Well, I was a lawyer, and I knew, somebody asked me this morning about, when did you know you didn't always want to be a lawyer? And I was like, in law school. just keeping it honest. I mean, I really felt like there were things about the law I loved and really enjoyed, and that's why I was studying it, but I didn't want to be a lawyer and practice for the rest of my life. I saw how miserable some of my coworkers were who'd become partners, and you know, I thought, yikes, you really got to love this because it's all-consuming. And I thought, if I'm going to do something all-consuming, I really should be doing what I love, and I've always been a news junkie. So, I mean, at the ripe old age of like 28, 29, I decided to intern at a local TV station, and so I would practice law during the day, and then nights and weekends, any reporter, producer, anybody who would let me go along with them, I interned at the station, and listen, I'd make coffee and answer the phones and do whatever they needed me to do and just kind of pick up things along the way. And then I suddenly announced to my boss at the TV station, well, I'm going to quit my law firm. He's like, no one here's offered you a job. But I was like, well, just a technicality. I'm just taking a leap of faith. And that was kind of my first foray. I had a 2 a.m. to 11 a.m. assignment. And I would write scripts for the morning anchors and work the teleprompter and just kind of learn everything from the ground up.
Well, I love that because in my in just what I do with radio mostly, as long as I've been doing it, there's a lot of kids that, you know, look at you and go, oh, wow, what do you do? And how can I do what you do? And I'm like, well, it's the better you know it from the inside out, from every position that it takes to pull it off, the more likely. But it wasn't like you necessarily probably I'm speaking a little bit out of school here, but I'm pretty sure that there are young people that look at someone with your past resume and would say, but you were a beauty pageant winner. You were a gifted communicator. You had all this stuff. You still had to go do the internship. Like, speak to that for a second.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's the best thing in the world that can happen to you, because you do learn how to do everything on your own, which I think is fantastic in any business. Like you said, in radio, you need to know, how to dial in an interview, how to cut tape, how to do everything. I mean, it's the same thing with TV. And I think that each place that you get to, which is the next step in your journey or professional journey, to have all that stuff under your belt, you can appreciate then if people are helping you with that, you know who's doing what and how it gets done. And crunch, you can do it yourself. I mean, I really needed to learn everything because I didn't have a broadcasting or communications degree, and I learned on the job by, you know, people who were kind enough to say, listen, you don't know what you're doing. Here it is, and I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, although I think that the comm degree is a little bit of a useless degree, right? Like, if I'm going to hire talk show hosts for a network, I'd rather get a bunch of people that were lawyers or theologians or, you know, politicians or people that had, like, some sort of real-life discipline that they can then bring into the studio, because I can teach you to do all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't necessarily build your resume on some of the expertise that that they're able to bring. Let me ask you about this specifically. Doing news from the nation's capital, which is not per se the news headquarter of the news HQ for the nation. What's it like? What's unique about your job in D.C. as opposed to not being based in New York?
Well, I will say, you know, politics is so much at the center of our headlines these days.
Mm-hmm.
And really walking around D.C., you will actually in McDonald's or wherever you are run into members of Congress. You never know you're going to end up in an elevator with somebody and have a conversation, pick up a tidbit of news. You really are interacting with newsmakers all the time around here. I mean, they're just human beings out walking among you. And you can sometimes get really good tips by chasing them around Capitol Hill or whatever you can do. I say to people all the time now, I didn't ever think I'd use my law degree as much as I'm using it in this business. But because so many of these things are getting tied up in court battles over subpoenas and you know, immigration policies and everything else, I'm really using that a lot, too. So, you know, for me, it's kind of the dream job, the combination of the best of all the different worlds. And so I just think D.C. is endless right now when it comes to headlines, and it's 24 hours a day.
Well, and the thing that my next question is, how much different is it reporting news in a Trump administration era as opposed to what preceded it?
I actually just ran into another reporter from another outlet that I've known forever in the business, and he said, you know, we'll take a nap when there's a different administration. It's not happening with this president because, listen, he's got tons of energy. He loves being out there on social media and engaging. Yeah. He keeps all kinds of hours day and night, doesn't need as much sleep as the average human being, I don't think. So we're always on our toes, and it's not like, oh, you're off Saturday and Sunday. No, you're watching because things break then, and you got to be constantly engaged.
No, I get it. Talk radio has had its best years in years because of him.
No doubt about it, and when we come right back, we will spend our final few minutes with Shannon Bream in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Glad to have you along with us. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. It is open as well. We've also got a couple of other stories to get to before we're done tonight. Nancy Pelosi said something. Well, she's just taken to now just lying to people that she's trying to convince to vote for the Democrats. I'm going to give you evidence of that before we're done tonight. But that's all straight ahead. We are live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue, and it is a gorgeous night in the tri-state. Hope you're having a good one as well, wherever you are. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials have identified the gunman who killed 12 people and was shot dead by officers at a Virginia Beach municipal building as Dwayne Craddock. ADF Special Agent in Charge, Ashawn Benedict.
We identified two weapons used in the shooting yesterday. Both weapons are .45 caliber pistols. One was purchased in 2016. One was purchased in 2018. Both pistols were purchased by the shooter, and all indications are they were purchased legally.
Democrats are once again talking about gun legislation. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Making sure that people who should not own guns do not own guns.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is routine. We know it's not the last time this is going to happen, and Washington's failure to act is costing lives.
And Amy Klobuchar.
I come from a proud hunting state. I look at all these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand? They don't.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Boys.
There's just nothing cooler than looking at Times Square on a beautiful night, and we're so grateful to have you with us. Thank you for being here, Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live, live from New York, and my guest this hour in the Ladies Lounge has been the one, the only, Shannon Bream, Finding the Bright Side, the name of the book. And again, if you, in fact, Shannon, one of the guys in studio said she does sound bubbly when we went to break a little while ago. That's just the way you're perceived. And I know that it was a choice to choose to write about much of what you wrote about in the book, a lot of it very, very hard. So I want to ask you this simple question as we kind of start wrapping up our time with you. Why was it important to you to write a book that dealt with helping people find the bright side?
Yeah, because I think every single one of us, as I said, is going to have really difficult things, whether it's getting fired or getting a horrible health diagnosis or losing someone that you love. I mean, there's pain in all of our lives. So for me, it's trying to find the purpose in that, the way that you grow through it. I mean, for me, you know, I'm a Christian and my faith is the most important thing for me. So it's been a comfort through the worst things, but also the time that I probably grow and mature the most when you really go through a struggle. And in perspective, you can look back in retrospect and see, you know, there was something good that came through that. I became a better person, more empathetic, more compassionate. And now it's my turn to help someone else, to reach out to them when I can see they're struggling. And that's kind of the purpose of the book as well, just to be sort of a lifeline for people and be honest about the dark places that I've been, and hopefully in that encourage them.
Yeah, and like I said, friend, if you're listening to this for the first time and you've seen Shannon's work, you've probably thought she's never encountered a bad day in her whole life because she's such a just a source of joy. But and that's, I have to say, Shannon, I mean, just dropping all pretense here completely, when you're in the midst of what you do best, which is, you know, talking on Fox News, and you're in an interview, or you're in with the guys from Fox and Friends, or almost any context I've ever witnessed, like, there's always a wink and a smile. And how you may be even reporting things, I don't know, that maybe you disagree with, or maybe that sometimes are very important, but you find a way to make it so positive. And I think that doesn't happen by accident. What's some of the secrets in terms of how you choose to stay on that side of, whatever you're discussing at any moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a good point using the word choice, because I do think we have choices with whatever we're facing, whether it's a professional or personal issue. And so my thing is, listen, I've been out with the book and meeting a lot of people, signing in person and that kind of thing. And the one thing I hear consistently from them is, we love watching your show because we don't really know where you are politically, but you give everybody a chance and there's not screaming and craziness. And I'm like, that's my goal. You know, I want people to be informed, but to feel like it's been a positive experience, not like they're walking away emotionally, you know, hyped up and distraught and thinking the world is ending. I mean, right. I think there are important conversations to have, and there are valid viewpoints across the spectrum, and that we need to show each other a little respect. And you don't have to agree. You should certainly hold on to your own core principles, but at least treat the other person like a human being and hear them out. So I think that there's value in that, and that's what we want to give our viewers.
You're about the fourth or fifth Fox host that I've interviewed in the last couple of years that has brought up publicly the fact that they are a faith-oriented person. And I think you've all put it in published writing and so forth as well. I get the feeling that that's probably not as much encouraged in other places. What's unique about where you work and your ability to kind of have that freedom to be who you naturally are?
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of it is probably because our audience is in that same place. We hear from folks who, these are people who are working hard. They are salt of the earth. They're in church. They have faith or a house of worship for them. And so I think it's very much, you know, we just kind of relate to the people who are engaged with us. I mean, I have people send me Bible verses or devotion books or share that, you know, they've prayed for me about something. And I just find that really sweet and comforting and feel like, you know, it's a really supportive thing. And I don't know. For me, it's the essence of who I am, so I would never hide that. And, you know, Fox has always been a place where we could openly discuss those kinds of things. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be an issue with anyone. I mean, there are a lot of people here at Fox who do have a strong faith and find it important in their life and are happy to share it publicly,
yeah,
too.
Well, when Megyn Kelly walked away from Afternoons, I publicly advocated for you to get that job. But now that Harris has me on so often, I said, you're killing it in the evenings, and she's killing it there, and just doing a great job, Shannon, and keep it up. And I love the strength of your witness, and I love the way you point people in the right way to try to see the bright side of things. As your book well says, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. Shannon Bream is the author, and it's, by the way, it's been endorsed by some of my favorites, Max Lucado, that Metaxas guy. You know, you put his name on your book, Shannon.
I did that as a favor to him, because he's a struggling artist.
Here's the thing.
I wanted to lift him up.
But we, within Salem, now we have to try to get in the same doorway with that guy. And that head is already so big. Like, it can barely get through there to begin with.
Now you put him on your cover. Now, well, you just made our lives that much harder.
Just kidding, though, Shannon. Thanks again. Finding the Bright Side. Kevin McCullough coming right back live from New York.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
KMC.
So glad you're with us. Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thankful to have you here, and thankful to Shannon Bream. Again, the book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters, well worth the read. And it's very fast. You'll go through it in just a day or so. Very heartfelt, and another side to that bubbly face and personality that we get to see and enjoy on TV so often. All right, so we started out, by the way, the phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. We started out tonight with Gavin Newsom talking about his plan to basically import more abortions for the state of California. And if you're a Californian, I asked you how you feel about that. If you're just an American, I'm also interested in knowing what you think about that as well. But all of that happening in the first hour, and we'll still take your calls on that now if you wanted to weigh in, 888-340-3373. But I also wanted to get to something that Nancy Pelosi did this week because just yesterday she was addressing, I believe it was just yesterday, she was addressing the Democratic Party for the state of California. It happens to be the same state of California that Governor Gavin Newsom is the governor of. And do we have her speech? Here's about 30 seconds of what she had to say to the gathered Democrats in Cali yesterday.
This week we heard directly from Special Counsel Mueller. His report, Special Counsel Mueller warned us in the starkest terms that there was an attack on our elections and an attack on our democracy itself. President Trump calls this a hoax. Why is it that the president won't defend our democracy from this foreign threat? What is the president covering up?
All right, so this is getting not just to be sad, it's getting to be comical. But I think that there's real evil intent behind it. Rewind that tape. I want folks to hear the entire cut one more time. And then I'm gonna go through it, and we're gonna count the number of untruths that are in just that 30 seconds of Nancy Pelosi. Take a listen.
This week we heard directly from Special Counsel Mueller. His report, Special Counsel Mueller warned us in the starkest terms that there was an attack on our elections and an attack on our democracy itself. President Trump calls this a hoax. Why is it that the president won't defend our democracy from this foreign threat? What is the president covering up?
All right, so there's a number of things there, and this is not, by the way, people that she's just addressing on the fly or in a news event or something. She's actually saying these things on purpose in a prepared speech to potential supporters of she and the party that she is representing for their coming presidential election. She's speaking at the California Democratic statewide convention. And so she says that just there in that, I counted four, but some she repeated on more than one occasion. Number one, she called the U.S. a democracy. We've never been a democracy. This is a common thing that Democrats try to do. It's something that they try to use to undermine the Electoral College. They try to use this word to undermine the idea that any type of representative government should, in fact, be superior to straight-up democracy. They would prefer straight-up democracy, but flat democracies are just mob rule. That's all it is. The founders recognized that. They purposely didn't make the United States a democracy for that very reason. So she repeatedly, on two places, just in those 30 seconds, calls the U.S. a democracy. Secondly, she said that Mueller said that we were being attacked and that that President Trump called it a hoax. She couldn't be any further from the truth. Mueller did say that Russians tried to attack our election, but the president said the same thing. He didn't call the assumption that Russia tried to tap into and hack our election a hoax. You know who did? Barack Obama. Barack Obama said you'd have to be foolish to think that somebody like Russia would try to do anything to mess with our elections. He said it on more than one occasion. But the president, the current president, President Donald J. Trump, did not say that that aspect of the investigation was a hoax. That what he was referring to when he said it was a hoax was anything that linked him having anything to do with it. And that part has been proven to be a hoax. That part has been now certified as hoax-worthy by all of the reports that have been turned in, not just Mueller's report, which does, but the IG's report in the original IG report for the Department of Justice, and the FISA reports, the warrants that those were built off of, the dossier. All of it was basically bought and paid for by Clinton and the opposition party. This was opposition research that was weaponized to basically spy on a presidential campaign at the behest of the powers in office. It is unthinkable what has transpired here. It's one of the reasons why Attorney General Barr has to look into the origins of where it all came from. There's people that need to go to jail for this. But he never said that the Russians hacking us was a hoax. He didn't. So she said at least two lies in the opening sentence. She said that the president won't defend our nation from those attacks in the future. This is laughable. Our cybersecurity has been increased dramatically in the first 2 years of the Trump administration, and we are going to continue to refine those. Part of the reason that the Department of Justice and the Attorney General are so important and why we need to have a very robust person there is for this very reason. Some of the findings, and Lindsey Graham in the Senate and others in the House and the Senate have all made note of this, but this is something that we can't have. We can't allow our system of government to be able to be hacked. But you know who didn't give two cruds about whether or not our state secrets were hacked? A woman who had a server in her bathroom and some 33,000 emails that were mysteriously bleach bit from her machine, and then all of the phones that were connected to those accounts were beaten with hammers. The not caring about the security of our nation's secrets was not a Republican thing, and it wasn't a Trump thing. It was a Democratic thing. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy who worked for her for 30 years. Hillary Clinton allowed all of her private confidential files to be compromised. Finally, she said, "What is the president covering up? Come on, Nancy. He's not covered up anything. He has nothing to cover up. There was no ability to obstruct the investigation because there was no crime committed. So stop lying, Nancy Pelosi. Just stop. Just stop." Coming right back. Final thoughts on this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back to Radio Night Live. Final few minutes. Beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan, which is my favorite part of the skyline. You see that World Freedom Tower there. I was just on Facebook during the break and saw a friend that posted this. Saying my body, my choice is like saying my house and my rules. Still doesn't give you the right to kill anyone inside of it. That's well said, I think. 888-340-3373. And that's a phone number that will work during the week, even when I'm not on the air. You can leave me voicemail messages. I get them, and I listen to every single one of them. So thank you for those of you that are kind enough to give me your thoughts. And if you have not yet done it, we are still looking to help liberate 38 additional human slaves. Kev, human slaves, what are you talking about? I just turned the radio on. Okay, I get it. Every spring we do something that I hope is a game changer for the world. We want to make a difference in the world around us. We started on a journey a few weeks ago to try to liberate 82 slaves by the time the summer liberation trip can happen for Christian Solidarity International. This is the group that's working in northern Sudan to get South Sudanese slaves freed and returned home to their families. Well, thanks to your faithfulness and your encouragement so far, 44 of those lives have been rescued, and that leaves 38 to go of the 82 that we originally needed. It's $250 to free a slave, and here's how that works. $50 provides the vaccine that the slave master prefers to having the life of the slave, and then the $200 that's left over actually provides what's called the Bag of Hope, which is everything that the enslaved person will need to start their life over in South Sudan. Tarps, grain, seed, a she-goat to help provide food, gardening tools, utensils to use to help help them live, fishing utensils to be able to catch some fish and do other things. But that that Bag of Hope is really, really vital to what they need, and that's what the remaining $200, the $50 goes towards the cattle vaccine, the $200 provides the Bag of Hope, and then that slave is reunited with their family once they are able to be brought across the South Sudanese border. It's a really special process. You've heard me talking about it. 38 human beings right now, tonight, sit enslaved against their will that we can liberate. Their negotiations are already underway. Their owners are already willing to help us. All we have to do is provide that vaccine and the Bag of Hope for each one of them. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Please call. If you want to give online, that's super easy, csi-usa.org. My picture's at the bottom of that homepage for CSI, and just click that little button that says donate right next to it, and then it'll take you right there and shouldn't be a problem. Hey, in the coming weeks, we've got some pretty cool people stopping by. Bridget Fetisy, a favorite around these parts, is being hit up by every major TV show these days. She's coming back. Georgie Borman from The Federalist will be here. Your relationship expert, Ashley Papa, will be checking in. This is post-wedding for her. And then Ruthie Kraft, a competitor on American Idol this last season, she's going to be stopping by. So it's going to be a fun few weeks. Hope you're able to join us every Saturday night, live from New York. And the
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For one, and get the bed top